This will be the third year in a row that 35-year-old Melissa Sullivan runs the Marine Corps Marathon.
I began running the Marine Corps Marathon in 2018 to honor a friend who was killed in Afghanistan, Sergeant Bill Kerr.
When the race went virtual this year because of the pandemic, it wasn't going to stop the DuPont Circle resident from running, but the pandemic has slowed her down.
I contracted COVID in August.
She has no idea how she got it, but says she was taking all the proper precautions.
I was not able to get out of bed for almost a month without immediately feeling dizzy, vertigo, nausea.
In fact, she spent one night in the ER by herself.
It was scary going through that experience alone, and thankfully, it was not as bad as it could have been.
Losing a month of training when you're in marathon training makes running a race like this all the more harder. And her original goal of setting a new personal record is out the window now, and not just because the virus still impacts her stamina 2 months later. The crowds that typically line the course matter too.
It's those community members and the Marines and everyone that's there on the street cheering you on that really make you push through to the finish.
She's also going to run to show that in the end, we can overcome the pandemic and the real harm that it's causing.
And it might take longer than you expected, but it's possible to get back to where you were before.
Sullivan is back at work now, and she continues to train for the race. She recently donated plasma again, and when she runs this Sunday, the day the race would have normally run, after all she's been through, thinking about it all has her feeling good again.
And who knows, after this, maybe the antibodies will give you some superpowers or something one day. I can always hope.
John Dome in WTOP News.